It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 547.
It's Week in Banter, and we got our homie
3D Dill
in the building.
What's up?
He's not in the building.
We're back.
What building are you in?
Right now, I'm in N building of Humber College in good old Toronto, Canada, in the automotive design room.
What is behind you? It looks almost like a morgue where they hold bodies in the... no, they're lockers.
Yeah, you open this and they we store thesis models in there. But right now, they're all empty and they're all locked.
Mate, you're looking clean. You've got like your hair's nice and short. You've got a your neck.
I got a haircut.
Yeah, mate.
I actually Instagrammed him privately and said, "Fucking looking sharp" or something like that.
Yeah, he did.
You're looking good, dude.
Yeah, you said looking sharp.
You're looking great, lean too. Have you stopped with the donuts?
No, I've transferred over cookies.
Classic.
Wow. We when there's food around the office. So if you've just started listening to our show in the last sort of 50 episodes, 100 episodes, 3D Dill lived with us for 4 months doing his internship. He's the man behind the logo. He's the man behind the 3D printed squeegees, but he was also the man behind absolutely annihilating any piece of food within this office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have any lollies or anything like that.
You could. No. Was the lolly jar when he was?
No, the lolly jar was post 3D Dill.
Yeah, that was post my time.
And we annihilated that. Imagine him. I've just 3D Dill. Remember when you dropped coleslaw onto the ground and you just shuffled it back into its fucking plastic container but didn't actually wipe it up? I've just cleaned the stack.
I do remember that. Really? Well, I mean, it's no time like the present, right?
And so
you finally got around to it.
You're studying industrial design, final year.
Yeah.
What have you been working on?
I've been working on a lot of stuff. Two big things. One is the thesis project, which I started when I was there with you guys. And then the other one was the BRP sponsored projects. And BRP is a Canadian design company. They make Can-Am Spiders, Ski-Doos, snowmobiles, ATVs, a whole bunch of stuff. So it was a design competition with them.
What do you miss most about Melbourne?
Everything. Coffee, Fitzroy Gardens. I quite like Fitzroy Gardens. Mm. Everything. The office, Junkies.
Yeah, they've really come out lately, to be honest.
Yeah, do you reckon they're worse?
Really?
Yeah, I think they're worse, actually.
I think it's the weather. Mm. Like, you came here for the cold part of the month, which was kind of warm for you.
I mean, it was shockingly warm for me. It's freezing here now.
Yeah, what is it right now?
Earlier today, it was minus 15.
Mm. Oh, geez. It's ridiculous. And so have you got any more clarity on what you're doing after this year?
Not really. I'm kind of taking it one day at a time right now, just going slow. I have to see how this design competition works out because it's a competition for an internship at BRP in Quebec in Canada. So if everything plays out, then there's the possibility of an internship there, which would be really cool.
And so what happens with like French? Do you have to speak French if you're going to go to Quebec?
For myself, I wouldn't really because... 99, even though it's a French company, 99% of the people in the company speak English as the primary language. Mm-hmm. It is good to be bilingual. Like I know a little bit of French, but it's very, very limited.
I mean, you're the king of hype. I saw something, like I always see you pushing things that you can't reveal what it is. Mm-hmm. You were saying coming soon. Something was coming soon on Instagram. What is the coming soon?
So that's the BRP project, and I can't officially reveal what the design is on social media until the contest is closed, because the contest goes on until December 20th.
Right, I'm done with people telling people that they've potentially got something, but they can't tell you what it is.
Bit of a pain point here.
I think it's a real PR. It's a PR move.
A lot of hype.
It is.
You wrote your memoir and released it while you're in Australia, still figuring it out.
Yeah.
How's the Amazon sales going? Have you actually sold a copy since you've gotten home?
I've sold three, I think, actually.
Oh, great.
Which, I mean, I didn't really expect to sell any, so anything's cool. I got a check in the mail, a royalty check, which is kind of cool. So yeah, it was like $23.
Mate, take it.
So it went straight to beer. So
I love it.
How's the drinking since getting back into college life?
I downed a whole bottle of wine one weekend, like 2 weekends ago, and then I just fell right to sleep on the couch. Not a lot. Like, my friends and I will go out to drink, and my roommate Zach and I will drink sometimes, but we won't go. We're not crazy drinkers, really. Like, we're going to a party tomorrow, but not a blackout kind of drunk. So
I get it. Did you watch the Matt D'Avella? You're a big fan of Matt D'Avella. Did you watch?
Actually, how you found us?
Yeah. Did you have you watched the video that we're in?
Yes, I did actually. And then I showed it to my mom and I said, "Mom, look, I worked with Tommy and Josh, and now Tommy and Josh are with Matt D'Avella. Therefore, on some spiritual plane, I have been with Matt D'Avella."
And your logo that you made was in the video.
Yeah, that was another big thing.
And on the hoodie that he wears.
Yeah, yeah, we get the hoodie.
And that totally blew my mind. That completely blew my mind. It was super cool.
For you, 2019 has been a huge year.
It's been wild.
What is, I was going to say, what are you most proud of? But then I was going to say, what didn't you do that you should have done? How's 2019? I mean, they're both sort of pushing to get something other than, I just want to know, how was it, bro? How was it?
How was 2019? 2019 was the most surreal experience ever. Because a few days before, like just before Christmas, my friend and I went and we got coffee and we talked about, we were like, "Oh, I wonder what we're going to do in a year's time and where are we going to be in a year's time?" And I said, "Oh, I want to travel. I want to go to Australia. I want to do something cool with this internship opportunity that I have." Mm. And now here I am almost a full 12 months later from that day, having lived in Australia for 4 months, like doing a whole whack ton of stuff, being able to work with you guys, do stuff, do all this logo design, this website design stuff, learn video editing, travel across the world, fly to Sydney. It was like the whole thing. I couldn't have asked for anything more, just more amazing.
How it's weird is like
best year ever.
Like time, like it literally is like, you should go to the cafe with your mate again,
yeah,
and have the same conversations and just sort of dive into that sort of year, because I don't like when you're flying and you apply more things to your life, you lose that perspective of all the shit you've done.
What does it do to thinking around dreaming big?
Oh, it's totally possible. Like when I was having that conversation, I never expected to make it to Australia or even to connect with you guys. Like even at the time when I sent that first email, it was like this like super blue sky thinking and anything's possible, but it seems kind of so far away just because of like logistics and whatnot.
Mm, do you think it feels like you thought it would, just even doing anything like, I look at our trip. We were walking through the park last week where we spoke to Matt D'Avella before we did that trip to see him. And I was like, fuck man, it literally feels like the way you process time or experience is like, I remember the experience in the park talking to Matt so fondly, so vividly that now it only feels like a thought that happened a moment ago.
Feels like LA didn't even happen.
Exactly. And that's the weird bit.
So is there a bit of a head fuck with that? And how do you know how much you've actually changed?
See, it's hard to quantify, like thinking about how much I've changed since the beginning of the year, since before I went to Australia, since I came home and to where I am now. Like it's hard to quantify, but I notice a change and I notice a difference. Like there's been a total perspective shift in general, just in terms of what I want to do and then how I treat the stuff that I do on a daily basis. I'm like, what's super important and what I can just get done and push out of the way to focus on what I really enjoy.
How does that change relationships?
Oh, that's, see, that's tricky. Because like for me to go to Australia, I had to leave everybody that I knew for 4 months, which was kind of hard. But coming back was a little weird because I felt like I had just been off on this 4 month vacation and everyone else had kind of been just doing the same old thing. So like coming back and meeting family and friends and everything was kind of weird because I felt for some reason, I felt like they had been missing out on this whole thing. Mm. Not necessarily just Australia, but this whole dream big and go and chase your dreams and do what you want kind of a thing. But like the more like my roommate and I have been talking about, we want to do a trip around the UK and like go England, Ireland, and then Scotland and just go all the way up and then fly back over and do the East Coast of Canada and then drive right back in to Toronto. And it's like, we talk about that now, right? And I talk about that based off the experience that I had with you guys and making that happen. Then you start to think about it. It's like, yeah, well, you could do something like that realistically if you put your mind to it and you get your shit in order. As long as you have the idea and you can follow through with it, then totally possible.
The crazy thing is like everybody in the world has a version of this in their head. Mm. And so it's like, it makes you realize how individualistic we most of us are in terms of like, we're processing through our own lens.
We only have our own perspective. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's almost like humbling, but like when you think about when you're so overwhelmed with your own thing, and your successes that you don't have or any of that stuff, you're like, this is everywhere else. Like you're doing it, everybody you walk past is thinking on some level about where would I get to? Where should I be? Where have I, you know, maybe I could do this. Maybe I can't. It's fucking complex, dude.
What's been the biggest change in regards to you, do you think?
Oh, again, like another tough question, but like the biggest, I don't know, like the biggest change I've noticed is just the outlook that I have now, because having the whole Australia experience work out and come to fruition and have all these amazing people that I met, have that actually happen, and I was able to experience that, it's kind of made me realize that, or at least reinforce the idea that I don't have to get stuck into this 8-to-5, 9-to-5 job lifestyle. And
what does that do to your day to day, do you think?
Like that shift in mindset?
Yeah.
I like to treat myself now more as my own boss as opposed to just another student in a school. Like I've got a routine based around a schedule that I have to follow for school because I can't just not show up to class and expect everything to be fine.
Yeah, you can. But I did it for school. I didn't go. I just don't have
this
to
is
degree.
True.
Yeah.
This is true. I don't have the degree yet, but that's another 5 months. But if there's a class that I don't feel is serving me, then I'm better off going and doing something that does serve me. Like for the BRP project we worked on, there's something like 350 odd hours of work that had to go into that, at least just in terms of development and work and sketching and designing. And like I intentionally skipped classes and didn't go to those classes because this project required that time and I wanted to put my time there. So I definitely think that whole shift of breaking out of the 9-to-5 mindset kind of a thing made me really focus on prioritization of tasks and ideas and stuff. And also kind of to just go with it because you never really know what's going to happen or like what's going to happen with a project. Like it can just go in a totally different direction than what you expected.
What about
skills? Giving myself skills?
Yeah. Skills in regards to like, what did you take from being at Big Media Company? Was there anything where it's like, oh, this is actually, cause I guess if you think about all the people who were doing their internships, you're in an industrial design class. You've come to a production company that's got a podcast. It's a bit different. Did you actually get any skills? Did you learn anything?
Other than working in Premiere Pro, that aside.
No.
Workflow management.
Yeah.
No. Workflow management, seeing how you guys deal with whether it's the Airtable or the Asanas or even Slack, like internal business communication was a huge thing. Number one. Number two is how you and like yourself, Josh, and you, Tommy, interact with each other on like a business partner to business partner relationship, as well as how Mason fits in with that everything there too. Like, even though he's like 10 years younger than you guys, it feels like you guys are all, it feels like everything's on the same field. Like everyone has an equal voice, and learning that kind of dynamic and learning to integrate myself into that kind of a dynamic is good. So then I guess that kind of supports the whole teamwork aspect of it. And I've always tried to do well with teamwork, because it can be kind of tricky, especially when you're put in a group with a bunch of other people that you don't know or may not work well with. Learning to communicate well and articulate well in a team environment is important. But also just like the legitimate hardcore organization skills, whether it's like folder structure, laying stuff out, and ensuring that if I'm handing stuff off to somebody else, like if I do this thing and I hand it off to you, Josh, you should be able to know what you need to do, because I've made it clean and simple in however I've laid out this thing that I'm giving over to you, but also just in general from my verbal communication or digital communication or whatever it is. A lot of the small business aspects I took away, which is more what I wanted out of an industrial design internship as opposed to hard industrial design experience itself. And I definitely think that working with you guys and like even working with Mason definitely got that small business internal, like three people, how do four people work together and be able to produce all this stuff and do it effectively, was big learning for sure.
That makes sense. We're getting close to Christmas. How are you spending Christmas?
Yes. Right now I plan to spend Christmas mildly intoxicated on alcohol and at home with my family.
Do you guys do eggnog, or is that American?
No, we have eggnog here, but I'm not personally a big fan of it. It's kind of gross, actually.
Mixing
it's disgusting.
Milky with alcohol. No, it's good.
Thick. It's gross.
It's like you cult.
Imagine putting alcohol in that.
And so podcasting, like listening to podcasts, have you I remember you were saying that listening to the Daily Talk Show was a type of PTSD.
it was a bit weird at first.
And are you listening to podcasts, or do you find that you can't do it with
you can ask him thesis? Does he still listen to the show? You can ask him.
I do still listen to the show. Right now, Daily Talk Show is the only podcast that I listen to.
We got it.
Quality.
Yeah, you got it. Mainly because like when I'm working, if I have to do stuff on a screen, like if I'm doing stuff in something in Adobe Photoshop or Illustrator, I find that I can't anymore. Anyways, I can't listen to someone talking or even music sometimes, because I just have to focus entirely on what's in front of me. And I don't know why, it's just something that happened, but, Daily Talk Show. Dill Takes Photos. I listen to his podcast.
Yeah, it's great.
It's hilarious. And I had listened to the one with Peter McKinnon and Maddie, but they did like five episodes and then nothing.
They stopped.
And
then did they?
Yeah, it's been like they did one recently, maybe like a week ago.
But yeah.
Big gaps. I mean, YouTubers, a bunch of YouTubers going through transitions at the moment in regards to like the whole burnout thing.
Dude, it's super hard. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
I just found out Jordan Belfort had a podcast, the guy from Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Apparently he has a podcast.
Yeah. Like he goes so hard with the sales stuff.
The ads are outrageous.
Oh my God. Really? I mean, he's the wolf.
They're like erectile dysfunctions. Yeah. It's full.
I mean, he's just taking what he can get and he's probably getting a bunch of weird ones that are paying lots of money. The one with Grant Cardone and him, they're just fucking just butting imagine. Heads. It's actually really entertaining. You should watch that one.
Yeah, I should.
Dill, do you have any plans of you spoke about potentially having your own podcast. Is that still on the cards?
Oh, still in the cards for sure. Just when is a matter of, it's a matter of when at this point. Because I have to finish school and finish my thesis and then sort out how I'm going to pay off my student debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a
and
thought.
Then after that, yeah. After that.
Yeah,
no, we'll sort that out.
It makes a lot of sense. The internally, we've been talking about this idea of doing a catch-up show on Sundays. I don't know if you've heard that, us talking about that yet. The idea of doing 6 days a week and then on the Sunday, it being the best of. Do you have any thoughts?
I like that. Personally, I like that. Mm. I just wouldn't make it too wishy-washy or too glorifying of... Unless it's like a funny stitch up, like you eating that fake waffle thing.
That's
real good.
That was good.
What he's saying is actually get the best bits. Just
yeah,
don't
so
get
yeah,
any
what
bit.
Is that? Yeah, what,
yeah
what,
get the best
it,
bits.
If you're producing it, what would it look like?
Oh, see, that's tough.
How long should it go for? How would you pick what bits to put on there? Would we do an intro?
I would do an intro because unless people know specifically that Sunday's catch-up day, they may end up just stumbling upon it and it's like, oh, this is kind of whack.
Yeah.
Like I've heard this stuff before. I would treat it similar to a normal show, like a standard daily talk show, but it needs to be different in some way, whether that's graphically or even visually. Yeah, like change it up a bit, but you don't want to change it up too much, right? Because then it just doesn't become consistent with everything else.
Do you think that you would be
got to maintain that brand image?
Yeah, would you listen to a catch up? Like, what type of person do you think would listen to a catch up show?
Dedicated fans, that's for sure. Like people who listen to the daily talk show every day on their way to work or on their way from work or at the gym would. I'm sure would listen to it. I can't speak for them, but I'm sure they would.
Do you think? Because I
would listen to it.
Do you reckon? Like, how many episodes are you listening to a week of the Daily Talk Show? Do you think?
This past week was zero because I barely slept.
No, that's okay.
But typically, like, I'll get all five, or I'll get five, and then on the weekend I'll catch up.
Yeah, sure.
Solid.
And do like finish off the week.
Man, you're smashing it. You, I have so much respect for your ability to come into this environment, give it your all, and then you've done such a good job of like going back and just being so focused to the thesis stuff.
Yeah, it's
pretty amazing.
It's been tricky, and I appreciate it, but it's been tricky because I've wanted to put my like 110% into the thesis and 110% into the BRP design competition. But it's like at the end of the day, one of them will ultimately take priority.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'm just going to burn out. So it ended up like the BRP design competition got more effort put into it because at the end of the day, I personally think there's more payoff for it. Like that's my thesis won't necessarily get me a job.
Yeah. What would the internship do for you? Like, what does that look like?
It's 4 to 6 months working in Quebec at the BRP Design and Innovation Studio, developing a full-scale working model of the design that I came up with during the competition. So, and then you're working with the lead designers and the VPs and everybody. Figuring shit out like ergonomics, designs, how is your body protected in the winter during this experience? How does that translate to a summer experience? Because they're like the biggest motorsport dealer in Canada and parts of the world too.
So. I love I mean, it's annoying and great at the same time. It's like we don't know what action will result in some huge shift, because not every action reaps a reward of the thing or the success that you want. But you can't fucking not do stuff, because otherwise you just sit at home smoking bongs.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. 97 pre-ordered a Tesla Cybertruck for the Daily Talk Show.
He learnt well from hype around you.
I feel like you could go either way in regards to the Cybertruck. What's your thoughts? You don't like it.
The way that it is now, absolutely not.
Why?
From an aesthetic standpoint, it's fucking ugly.
No, I don't.
From
sick.
The stats are great. However, like, Tesla loves to boast stats, right? Mm-hmm. They love it. Elon Musk is all about boasting stats. However, if we think about this practically, if you watch any of the videos that they have of this Cybertruck, mm-hmm. design aside, other than the glass failing, that's a whole other thing. The ATV that they have is sick.
Well, the Tesla ATV is purchasable.
No, it's just an add-on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an add-on. But that design looks amazing. The Cybertruck itself is a no.
Okay, all right.
Don't get
to drive in it then.
No, but watching the Cybertruck pull the pickup truck up the hill, mm-hmm. people are like, oh, wow, it has so much force. Zach, can you come over here and give me some automotive facts about the Cybertruck, please?
Okay, Zach's coming over.
Yeah. This is my roommate, Zach.
Oh, my God. He's got a fucking Elon Musk t-shirt on.
Put the
headies
on.
Okay. G'day, Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So the Cybertruck, give us some facts.
So it pulled it up the hill, but the Ford pickup truck was in two-wheel drive mode, and it was empty. So it was super light and easy to pull up the hill.
Oh, did you read that on Reddit or...?
Well, no, you can see it in the video.
So you're not going to, but you're not into the Cybertruck? You're not sold?
No, I'm not crazy about it.
Okay. What is it? What's design? On your t-shirt? Or your hoodie? What is it?
It's have you heard of it's a rap duo called Run the Jewels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't. What was your Spotify wrap up like?
I don't have Spotify, so.
What are you using?
Apple Music.
Really? Is that common in Canada? People using Apple Music?
I don't know. I feel like I know more people with Spotify.
Yeah. What got you across the line?
The same guy who hates Elon Musk's Cybertruck also uses iTunes and Apple Music.
And so Apple Music, like, what was the appeal?
I don't know. I like the price for students isn't bad.
Okay.
You don't get ads.
Uh-huh.
And visually, I like the app.
Okay. It
looks nice.
Yeah. I know that they, do you listen to podcasts?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you use Apple Podcasts or do you use a different app?
Yeah, I've been using that more recently.
You can ask him, Josh. Has he ever listened to the Daily Talk Show?
Have you listened to the Daily Talk Show before?
I have, yeah.
Good. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thanks, Zach. Well, it's hard because we've actually pre-ordered the Cybertruck, so that's a real,
real
bummer.
We're in a hole here.
Yeah. So we'll see what we can do. But maybe you can tow us in your Ford pickup truck. Maybe that could be.
All right.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
Fair enough. Day. All right. You too, guys.
And we got 3D deal. I like seeing your face, deal.
This is 15 minutes of fame. Thank you. I like seeing my face, too.
I like that joke,
I like
too.
That he's wearing the Daily Talk Show hoodie. Yeah, are you wearing it a lot? Is it getting good amount of wear?
Yeah, I do. So, here's the story. So, I wore it once, right? And I wore the hat with it. Mm-hmm. And then some guy, like the guy I had done, I did the presentation talk. About to the class, like talking about my internship experience, mm-hmm. and then this guy found me in the hall like the day after, and he was like, "It's so cool that you have a hoodie and a hat with the place that you did your internship." Yeah, it's kind of cool. I didn't know what to say. Like I thought it would be obvious. it was just strange. It was a strange encounter.
So funny.
I didn't know how to react to it. He kind of just caught me off guard. I was walking to class.
Have you got stickers, the Daily Talk Show stickers, or do we need to hook you up?
You need to hook me up because I'm all out. I gave them away to everybody.
Okay. All right. We'll send you some. Awesome. We'll send you some.
Well, it's good to see you doing well, Dil. And we're excited to catch up again soon as well, mate.
Yeah. Oh, here's a question. What are the odds of me getting a Daily Talk Show t-shirt?
Oh yeah, t-shirt. Definitely. Yeah, we haven't organized them yet. But
I mean, the Bearded Fan printed his own, so you're welcome because you probably have the original artwork that you created.
I have all the original artwork.
How about this? Bearded Fan sent us an email. And it was, hey, can we have a video chat about podcasting or whatever? We're like, oh yeah, we'll be on the podcast. And so we recorded the episode, and afterwards, like at the end of it, I was like, yeah, thanks for having us on, sort of wrapped it up. And then he sent an email to Mr. 97. I'd read the email wrong. He just wanted to have a video call. He didn't actually, it wasn't for a podcast. And so we did a whole hour chat with him,
and thinking it was a podcast. All I knew was that we were doing a podcast. I didn't read the email. And so I'm far out. You must think we're just wankers. Like it's a different type of conversation.
Slightly different energy.
I'm glad you didn't go in and say, you can find us at the Daily Talk Show.
These guys are fucked up. These guys are absolute narcissist psychopaths.
Dill, it's great chatting. We should get you on the podcast though.
No, we should, for sure. We should do the Mathis a regular thing.
Awesome, mate. Right,
love you, Dill.
Thanks so much for coming on, mate. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. It's the email address. On Instagram, if you type in, what is it, Dylan_Toraville? Is that it? Or what's your?
Yep. DYLAN_TORRAVILLE.
You need to post more.
I need to sleep more,
John. Okay. No, I appreciate that. 100 pieces of content a day, Gary V style.
Yes.
It's Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.
See ya.